The Moral is written by James E. Walton, professor of English at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
Dating back to the 1920s, when Harvard-educated Dr. Carter G. Woodson launched something called Negro History Week, the month of February has had special significance for African Americans, and indeed many Americans in general. Dr. Woodson, feeling that blacks, called Negroes back then, were absent from the national consciousness, chose the third week in February, between the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, and including the birthday of Frederick Douglass, as the time to focus on America's citizens of African descent. He wanted to shine the spotlight on the achievements of poets like Phyllis Wheatley and Paul Dunbar, novelists like Charles Chestnut and James Weldon Johnson, and great educators like Mary McLeod Bethune and W.E.B. Du Bois. Some prominent voices had falsely claimed that Africa and its descendants had made precious few contributions to world advancement. Dr. Woodson founded the Journal of Negro History and co-founded the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, and worked tirelessly to refute those uninformed, prominent voices. Negro History Week, in time, became known as Black History Week and evolved into Black History Month, taking in all of February. Now that Barack Hussein Obama has been elected President of the United States, is it time to end Black History Month? In this age of Beyoncé and Barack, some assert Black History Month has run its course. Speaking on the CBS show 60 Minutes, actor Morgan Freeman recently declared his opposition to so-called Black History Month. "What month is White History Month?" he asked rhetorically. A pundit, of course, could have easily replied, "The other 11 months of the year, Mr. Freeman, are all unofficially White History Month." A professor recently walked into two different college classrooms, took out a $100 bill, and promised it to any student in the class who could answer the 10 questions on his African-American quiz. The students were told that they could work together in groups of twos and threes, as long as they agreed to share the money, if they answered the 10 questions correctly. Mind you, these were not just any college students. These were students in classes studying race-related subjects. The professor pointed out to these students that the quiz questions were Jeopardy-level challenge. But where Alex Trebek's questions are basically Eurocentric, the questions on his quiz were basically Afrocentric. The students working in groups averaged 2 correct answers out of the 10 questions. The professor folded up the portrait of Ben Franklin and put it back in his wallet, safe for another year. Some of the questions on the quiz, name the last American to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature, and name the late African-American playwright who was awarded 2 Pulitzer Prizes. Until one can determine, based on evidence, that African-Americans and their achievements have become completely diffused throughout the nation's curriculum, we just might extend the Black History Month celebration a bit longer. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.